You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Houses of Parliament, where RNIB has put on a special parliamentary event. I am currently joined by Shokat Adam. Now, you are quite an interesting person. Can you tell us a little bit about what you, who you are and what you do?
Thank you very much. First of all, it's a real pleasure to be here. My name is Shokat Adam. I'm an independent MP for Leicester South, but I'm also the first ever Member of Parliament that is a practicing NHS optometrist at the same time.
That is quite fascinating. Now, you've been to various stands. The theme of this event is vision rehabilitation, which I'm sure you have quite a good knowledge of. So can you give us a bit of an impression as to why you came here today?
You know, the concerns I had as an optometrist is now unfortunately been reflected, as I am now as a legislator, that losing one sight is probably one of the most stressful diagnoses that one could get. You know, to be able to see, to be able to lose the ability to see is extremely traumatic. Yet, once diagnosis has been made, the postcode lottery of almost the support that you're going to receive afterwards was a real thing, because I have practices in different areas of the country, and what certain areas were better than others. And I have found that here too, that there wasn't any regulation or pathway that from losing one sight to get the support, to get people back up and running, to get them, whether they're children in the educational system or people that were looking for work or people that were in work. There is a complete lack of regulated support, and that is something that I am championing and we need to do a lot more of.
So when it comes to takeaways, you know, what have been some of your takeaways from being here today?
So one of the main takeaways is that I have just spoken to an incredible gentleman who lost his sight very, very quickly, very, very unluckily, with no previous health condition. But it took him over a year to somebody to come to him and show him how to use a cane. He had to bump into, as in his own word, virtually every lamppost on the street before that happened. That is completely unacceptable. We have to ensure that once a diagnosis of this nature is made, the support facilities are in place. Our charities, etc., are doing a great job, but they just don't have the facilities. We must invest more.
When it comes to your own work that you do in Parliament, you know, how will you implement what you've learned and your takeaways into your own work following this event?
No, this is I have found that eye health, although being such a vital issue, is something that is not really on the agenda. We talk about, rightfully so, about our GPs, our pharmacies, our dentists, but eye health is unfortunately very low down. So I, along with my colleagues, am part of the all-party parliamentary group for visual impairment and eye health. We will be championing this. We will be, we've already published getting people back into the workplace. We're going to have a, I'm going to be asking for a backbench debate on this issue, and also a Westminster Health Hall debate. Not only just to keep it on the agenda, but to have clear pathways for tangible changes.
And to end on something a bit lighthearted, is there something really interesting or something fascinating that you've learned today that maybe you didn't know before?
I genuinely was not aware of the regional variances, where some, once diagnosis made, it can take up to 18 months or 2 years in some parts of the country, whereas it's 3 months in other parts of the country to get assistance. That is unacceptable.
Fantastic. Shokat Adam, many thanks for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.